Picture this. You're a member of an organization founded back in 1939. For more than 80 years, the rules that govern how that organization runs have stayed largely the same. And now, for the first time in your lifetime, you're being asked to help rewrite them. That's where General Aviation stands this week. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. Let's get into it. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Here's what you need to know. The Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, or AOPA, has published a set of proposed bylaw revisions for its members to review. And these aren't minor housekeeping edits. AOPA is calling this the most significant update to its governance since the organization was founded. Members will vote on the changes at a special meeting scheduled for September 19th. Let me put that in context. Bylaws are the operating manual for an organization. They spell out how the board is structured, how directors are chosen, how leadership is held accountable, and how members like you get a voice in the whole thing. When a group with hundreds of thousands of members decides to rewrite that manual, it matters. It shapes the association that shows up in Washington on behalf of your certificate, your airport, and your ability to keep flying. So this is not the kind of story you skim past. Now, the headline doesn't tell the whole story. The word bylaws makes a lot of people's eyes glaze over. I get it. It sounds like paperwork, but think about what AOPA actually does for the average pilot. It fights user fees. It defends general aviation airports from closure. It weighs in when the FAA proposes new rules on medical certification, on airspace, on aircraft certification. The structure that decides who leads that fight and how those leaders answer to the membership is exactly what's on the table here. This affects you if you hold an AOPA membership, because governance changes of this scale don't come around often. The last time the foundational rules got a look this serious, most of us weren't flying yet. Let me walk through what a review like this typically covers. And I want to be clear, this next part is general context on how association bylaws usually work, not a line-by-line summary of AOPA's specific proposal. For the exact language, you'll want to read the published documents yourself. Bylaw revisions of this type generally touch a few key areas. How the board of directors is composed and how large it is. How directors are nominated and elected, term lengths and term limits. The roles and powers of officers, and the mechanisms members have to propose changes or hold leadership accountable going forward. Any one of those can change the character of an organization. Together, a full rewrite can reset how the whole thing operates for the next generation. So what should you actually do about it? First, read the proposed bylaws. AOPA has published them specifically so members can review the text before the vote. Don't rely on a summary, mine included. Go to the source and read the language yourself. Second, mark your calendar. The special meeting is September 19th. If you're a member and you have the ability to participate or to cast a vote, that's your window. Governance only works when the members show up. Third, ask questions now, not after. If something in the proposal is unclear, the time to seek clarification is before the vote, not the morning after it passes. Here's the part I want to sit on for a second. It's easy to treat the advocacy groups in our world as background noise. We pay the dues, we get the magazine, we assume somebody's minding the store in Washington, and most of the time, somebody is. But representation is a two-way street. An organization can only claim to speak for its members when its members actually engage with how it's run. A bylaw vote is the most direct form of that engagement there is. This isn't a comment period on a distant federal rule where you're one voice among thousands of agencies and interests. This is your association asking you directly how it should govern itself. That's rare, and it's worth your attention. I'll add one note of caution, and I'll flag this clearly as my own opinion, not reporting. Whenever an organization undertakes a change this large, reasonable members will disagree about the details. That's healthy. The goal here isn't for everyone to vote the same way. The goal is for the membership to be informed and to participate. A well-attended vote, whichever way it lands, produces a stronger association than a quiet one. So don't sit this one out. If you want the full picture, the proposed bylaws and the details of the September 19th special meeting come straight from AOPA's own reporting and the documents the association has published for member review. Start there. You can always find more of what we cover at RadioHangar.com. That's the board for now.
Read the fine print. Mark the date and have your say. Tower signing off.